Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
It's time for the Dr. Tanji Show.
Hey, you're on the air with Dr. Tanji. Talk to me.
As soon as I hear your voice, Dr. Tanji, my day is better.
Hey, Dr. Tanji.
So nice.
I took your advice and made some changes in my life. And you know what? I've been winning ever since. Thank you for your advice.
Now, here's Dr. Tanji.
Hey, happy New Year. Welcome to the show that was created from Kingdom Principles, the show designed to help you, to motivate you, to inspire you, to get you from where you are to where you need to be. A show that's packed full of people who are doing it in the marketplace, and they just happen to come by and say, hey, let's talk. We ask them that proverbial question of how did you get here? Today's show, I'll give you a sneak peek of this phenomenal woman that is an actress and a model and a mother, and she has her own show, The Polished Woman, and her story is moving and captivating, and it will honestly inspire you to look within yourself and say, you know what? If this woman can do it, I can too. But before all of that greatness, as you know, we take a few minutes to kind of hone in on principles. Now, a principle is a discipline. It's how you're going to live your life. And you know me, I like living from the inside out instead of the outside in. So this principle is simply, it's your time. Now, you've heard people say, it's your time, it's your season, this is going to be the year. And you kind of sit and you wait and you're on the sideline of life saying, man, maybe somebody's going to put me in the game. Maybe someone is going to come and speak a word to me. If you're that person, I came to tell you that it really is your time. And how can I be so sure that it's your time? I'm going to give you three key components. You're probably already doing it, but just in case you're not and you're getting ready to kind of launch some things in your life, I want you to remember these. Prayer. Now, prayer is not you giving God or your creator or whomever you're praying to a laundry list of things that are going wrong in your life. It's a two-way conversation, and it kind of focuses in on you acknowledging who he is, you acknowledging the importance of him in your life, and then you telling him, hey, I give you permission to interfere with what I got planned so that I can live the life that you have planned for me. Second thing I want you to focus on is writing a vision for your life. Now, a vision is more than just your goal setting or your plan setting. A vision is so big. It's so big that it causes you to tremble. And I'm not talking about trembling with fear. I'm talking about trembling with excitement. Your vision should be so godly that it will cause five generations to live from the benefits that you've left here in the earth. And then the third thing that I want you to remember as you're honing in on it's your time, putting action to your prayer. Now, you already know that prayer is an action word. It's a verb. It causes you to do something after you've had that, you know, two-way conversation, right? It's your gift to pray. In putting action to your prayers, I want you to think about if you are on a job, and I'm not against folk working, you heard my story that every time I had a job, I got fired. It just did not work for me. But if you're working on a job, I want you to think of your job as a training field. It's the place where you're kind of honing in on your skills and your talents. Your job should be so filled with joy that people that you're working with are excited for you walking through the door. Not, oh God, it's Monday morning, but hey, it's Monday, how can I make a difference? That kind of excitement. I want you to remember, your work is what you were born to do. It's your area of gifting. Your job, it's your training field. It's your 8 to 5. And then at 5:30 to midnight, you're working to become your work. You don't do your work. You simply become the work. That's the principle. It's your time. It is. It really is. This is going to be an exciting year. I can feel it. This is going to set the trajectory of your entire 10 years. Guys, we got 10 years. It's a tabula rasa to get it right. Remember, you got this, and we're going to do life together. This beautiful woman that's sitting to my right, when I read her story, I couldn't help but cry. And they were not tears of, oh my God, how could she have survived this? They were tears that, wow, now I understand why she has a show called The Polished Woman. She hails from the Philippines. I did not know that. I was just in the Philippines a few years ago, and I love Batangas, and I love being there, and the culture was just, it was immersing. It was beautiful. And I want you to be introduced to the Polished Woman. She's going to share some of her stories, and we'll ask some questions, and I think you're going to be very inspired by this lady, Jessica Bunavash.
Thank you so much, Dr. Tanji. I love that. I love that intro. Oh, my God.
But it is the truth. It is the absolute
truth. I love that. Can I have that on my show?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I won't even charge for it. Thank you.
That's amazing. Thank you so much for inviting me here. Thank you so much.
As busy as you are.
Yeah, thank
you. You took time to come here.
Are you kidding?
Yeah.
I already learned from you. From those three things. That's so good. I know I will learn more.
Well, thank you so much. Absolutely.
Yeah.
How did you get here?
From the Philippines?
Yeah, just a synopsis.
Yeah, actually, it was a very painful situation.
Okay.
I had a good career. I had, you know, I was born from there. So coming here was not really my choice.
Okay.
I felt like it was God's choice. Like, to put me here. Because if not, having a good career in the Philippines, having, you know, my whole family and friends, and all of a sudden moving in a foreign country wherein I don't know anybody, I was mortified. I was like, what am I going to do here?
Mm-hmm.
It was a painful situation wherein it was, it's hard to talk about it, but it was in the news and everything. Something happened in my country that triggered, you know, our whole family to move here because we had threats and stuff. And so it wasn't, you know, a good situation.
Okay.
And I tried I only applied for citizenship like a few years ago.
Really?
Because I thought, you know, in my mind, I'm still going to go back. I still have my career. I still... You know, I know it's my country, you know, I wasn't really happy here. But a few years ago, I had anxiety attack.
Mm.
It was even before my father passed away. But I was like, why am I here? I just realized, oh my gosh, if you didn't do this painful situation to me, I would not like stay here. I couldn't even go back to my own country.
Right.
I was scared for our, you know, for our life and the lives of my children. And, you know, he had, I felt like God had to do it. So for me to stay here with my children and really, this is the place. What is that in the Bible where he told, I think he, I forgot who he told. But you know, he put, I think Paul or someone in this country because he had that purpose for him. Mm. And so I felt like that was my whole thing.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. Wow. So that was, that was painful, but you know what? Uh-huh. Now I pray and I praise God. Yes, thank you for bringing me here. Thank you for being here.
Absolutely.
Thank you for that painful situation. And thank you for the enemies that we had back there. Because if not for that situation, if not for them, I wouldn't move here.
Absolutely. Don't you love how God's plan, his purpose always, they always turn out for your good.
Yeah, and you always thought in the beginning, you'd always think in the beginning, oh, this is it. This is my life.
Yeah.
Nothing's going to happen to me. Like, you know, you get so depressed because you thought, you think there's nothing out there.
Right.
You think it's the end of your life. You think it's the end of it. Yeah. But it's not.
Absolutely.
It's actually just the beginning like a new beginning. The beginning of a new beginning.
I love it.
Yeah.
Jessica, you shared, because this show is based on openness, honesty, and sincerity.
Yes.
It's
yes.
transparency all the way.
Yes.
In your bio, there are some things that took place where you were, I guess, just trying to make ends meet.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
There were
some
things that you picked up.
Yes.
That now you're saying those lessons as they were.
Yes.
I do not want another woman to have to experience that.
Yes.
What were some of the things, some of the pitfalls that before you became the polished woman?
Well, first of all, I had, you know, what do you call this? I had kids with both married men.
Okay.
Of course.
Okay.
The first one, I didn't know.
Okay.
The second one, I knew he was married. So that was really, I mean, that was, I wrote a letter to the, you know, to the, to that woman and said, oh my gosh, I'm so sorry for what I have done.
Wow.
It was really, I mean, I didn't realize, you know, when you're young,
for
you
sure.
do things that are, and I was not, you know, a Christian yet. I was not I wasn't born again yet. And I would go from, you know, one man to the other trying to find that love and trying to find that, how do I say this, acceptance, trying to find love, trying to find that joy that I thought I would find it for from, you know, this man. And but you know what? I didn't. I didn't find. I called myself a manizer because, I basically dated every single type of men, and because I thought, okay, maybe if, you know, this guy would be good for me, or you know, I'm trying to like study everything, but it wasn't that pure joy. It was not in any relationship because I thought, you know, my parents separated when I was 2 years old, and you know, I just admitted that I was molested as well at 11. So I really didn't have that love because my father left also for the U.S. and I chose to be with my parent, my mom, and I lost my mom as you know, as an at an early age as well. So it was this constant what do you call that trial and tribulation. Like I feel like it's non-stop. It's never gonna end until I met my husband, and I never thought I was even gonna met. I never thought I was gonna get married.
Really?
Because I grew up with a family that, or not even a family, but a surrounding that cheated.
Okay.
Like everyone was cheating from, you know, from each other, and I thought that was normal. Wow. I didn't know it was, you know, it was bad. I thought it was just, okay, well, if you get married in 3 years, 5 years, you'll cheat on your, you know, and there's another wife, there's another family, you know, it's like, it's the whole, in our, I don't know what it is, but in our culture, that's what I grew up with. And so I thought I was never going to get married.
Wow.
And then my husband came into my life and adopted my two children.
Oh, wow.
And
nice.
I thought, wow, I said, this is love. It's done. I don't know. It's an ending love that he gave me. And he was actually the one who told me to go to church after I gave birth to our daughter. Mm-hmm. And I almost died giving birth to her. I was saved. And from then on, I believe God saved me for a reason.
Yeah.
Because I could have died.
For sure.
Absolutely. Yeah, but I was saved.
Yeah.
And that's when I, you know, met God and became close to him.
What a beautiful story. I told you. Didn't I tell you this woman had something to share?
Thank you.
How you were able to, it's like an awakening of your mind.
Mm-hmm.
Where were you mm-hmm. when you said, okay, what I'm looking at is not the truth? Where were you? How? Where were you in your life? Were you already here? Were you already doing your films and
actually
hosting?
When God, when I, you know, when I almost died and gave me another chance in life, that's when I, you know, I became a Christian and renewed my faith. That's when I really, wow, without faith, there is nothing. Without faith, I mean, I feel like my life is useless. But I really, you know, sometimes when you get into that, you find your faith, you're still not there. You know what I mean?
Yes.
You don't,
yes.
like, right away.
Yes.
I mean, God is there. I go to Bible studies. I go to church. But, like, the intimacy was not there yet.
Okay.
You know, so you have to go through that, I believe.
Yes. And so very true.
And I think the whole intimacy, the closeness, my alone time only happened when my anxiety triggered. When I was having anxiety. And this was 3 years ago.
Oh, wow.
So I'm happy to say and really proud to say that every single day, I did not stop for 3 years. I prayed intimately to God for an hour. And, you know, like, it's like the whole day.
Yeah.
Like, right?
Yeah, for sure.
It's like everything
Absolutely.
That you do, every step, it's like, it's just okay, God. It's like, you know, like, okay, good night, God. You know, like, it's weird that sometimes my husband is like, really, you're praying again? But I don't know.
I know.
The joy, the feeling of being at peace is just amazing.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
That's called, Jessica, staying in his presence.
Yeah.
There's a place that is so reserved for him. That
right?
You said it best when you said intimacy.
Yeah.
And I don't hear that a lot in conversation.
Yeah.
So you have a relationship.
Gosh, I know. I do. And I hear. I mean, you know, like sometimes when I just started and my pastor would tell me, I heard God spoke to me. I'm like, how can God speak to you?
Yeah.
Like, you don't, you know, like, really, how? Like, I don't hear him. And then now I totally understand. And now when I share it to friends and my husband and kids, and like, okay, mom, how did God speak to you? I said, oh my gosh, I asked the same thing to my pastor. You will realize later on. I don't have to, you know, I don't
Absolutely.
Have to push it. It will come to you guys, you know. It's just amazing.
It is so beautiful to see your relationship.
Yeah.
And it's so genuine.
Yeah.
It feels, you know, I can feel what you're saying.
Yeah.
So fast forward. You're no longer the, I think you said, man-nizer.
The man-nizer.
You wrote a book.
Yeah, I wrote
Tell
a book.
Tell us about the book.
I wrote a book. I was not intimate yet with God.
Okay. All right.
But I was already there. I wrote the book, Date Like a Girl, Marry Like a Woman. But I wrote this because with moving here, I kind of saw the pattern of women on dating. And how they become, what is that word? They become, what is this word? I forgot. You know, you become very, you know, open and there's no being mysterious, you know.
Okay.
You're complacent. That's the word.
Very good.
You become complacent with being a wife, you know, and not really thinking, oh, even if you're like married already and have been married for a you know, years, you cannot be complacent. You still have to be that mysterious girl. You have, because, you know, you want your spouse or your partner to know, you know, to keep on learning about you. And what are you doing? Like, what is that? Oh, I didn't know that about you. So you don't really give 100% of who you are. That's just what I feel.
Okay.
And so far I've been married for like almost 20 years now, and Yay. He's still like trying to, you know, to learn who I am, which is good. I don't like dress up in front of him. I don't get naked in front of him.
Okay.
Sometimes, but not all the time.
Okay.
Because if I was the woman and I see my husband naked all the time, I would also be like, oh my gosh, seriously? Like, cover yourself. Like, I'm going to get tired of your body, looking at your body every single day. So I saw that. Okay. So I just taught women on, you know, how to preserve it and just, you know, being a woman again. And the dating nowadays, that's why, so it's a two-part. It's one is the dating for single women, and now it's the for wives. Uh-huh. And the first part for dating, I feel like, you know, women nowadays, they forgot to be women. They forgot that, okay, I know the independency. Okay. I know that, of course. I want to be independent as well.
Okay.
But men are men. They have to treat us like ladies. They have to... They have to pick us up, give us flowers, give us, you know, like letters, not just texts, not emails.
So you're romantic.
I'm in love with love. I really am.
I love that.
Yeah, and I don't stop that.
Yeah.
I just feel like, you know, we are precious cargos. And this is why I even say, hey, don't give yourself right away when you date a man, because, you know, if you can preserve it, preserve it.
Yeah.
You know, but of course, nowadays, we live in the modern, you know, world that sometimes you can't, you know, you can't really stop it. But for me, it's just give yourself a value, you know.
Beautifully spoken.
Because you're a woman.
Beautifully spoken.
Yeah.
Give yourself a value.
Yeah.
Wow.
We are precious.
Yes, we are.
See? Can you hear this? Here it is.
I
you have to treat your woman, you know, like a precious cargo, like
I
a precious diamond. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So now, how do you move from what you've seen, some of the tragedies, some of the experiences, to I am valuable? Because there's a, it's like a juxtapose.
Yes.
There's a gap there.
Yes.
A divide.
I guess.
How do you move from that? How do you do that?
It was really hard.
Uh-huh.
You know, it was really hard. As I've said a while ago, I thought it was like moving here and leaving my country.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, living in a foreign land. And I remember, I didn't know anybody. And English was my second language.
Okay.
So I thought, I was like, I struggled. I cried for like 6 months to a year.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, I knew God. I had my faith then.
Mm-hmm.
And every time I would walk, I was like, okay, you moved me here. Why? I would always ask me. Sometimes I had also like a painful, you know, like tantrums and like, God, why did you move me here?
For sure.
You know, why? I've given myself to you. I've given my life. I became a Christian. I was baptized again. Then why, you know, why do you do this?
Right.
And, you know, there's always these questions. And, you know, it took me years. You know, when God answers you, He will not answer you like right away, because He will see your patience. He will, you know, He wants to see if you're patient to wait for Him and if you will be still. I really believe in that, like being still and really being patient.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I did. I didn't do anything for a year. I tried to become a good mom.
Mm-hmm.
I tried to become a good wife, because back in my country, I realized, oh my gosh, I was in the society. I was working. I really did not have time for my kids.
Okay.
So here I became a mom.
Wow.
I became, because, you know, we don't have nanny. In the Philippines, we have like nannies, like five of them, six of them. We have drivers. So I would sleep in and I have the drivers take my kids to school.
Yeah.
I never had that relationship.
Okay.
So that's why I think that whole transformation was really, looking back at it, looking back on okay, these are all the trials that had happened, realizing it, uh-huh. and then moving here. Okay, I moved here for a reason.
Right.
And so I think that one word that I should say that gave me, you know, that realization mm-hmm. is a purpose.
Purpose.
Yeah. And I think that's when I found out I have a purpose.
Yeah.
I'm not just living as an actor, as an actress or something, you know, right. because like, you know, it's back there. It was all about myself.
Okay.
When I moved here, oh my gosh, it's not about me now. It's about my children, my family, and the women around me that wow. needed to hear my story, you know, on how I survived.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Wow. I told you. You are just... Wow.
Thank you.
So, move fast forward. Now you're able, with your platform, mm-hmm. the Polished Woman.
Yes.
To be engaging,
yes.
to teach,
yes.
to motivate other women.
Yes.
Are you as transparent mm-hmm. when you're engaged with other women?
Yes.
You are.
Yes. Okay. But then again, okay, I always tell people this. I did not, like you, like, look at you. In the beginning, you already like told us, you know, I learned some wisdom from you already in the, you know, from the start. So in our show as well, I am not like one of those that have podcasts because I have so much to say. Mm. I'm doing the podcast because I want other people. I want to learn from my guests, like how I've learned from you when you came to my show. I cried on your show, right? I want to learn from other women as well. And at the same time, me and my guest will be, you know, will be a light to other women who are listening and watching and tuning into our show.
Absolutely.
So that's what I want.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, before when I do show, it's all about me.
Uh-huh.
But now when I do a show, I want it to be about my guest
yeah.
sharing her story, having a conversation with me. And at the same time, me... you know, learning from my guest as well.
So everything you do has purpose.
Yes, yes.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm not just out there to like, you know,
absolutely.
Yeah, to say whatever things. I have my own, you know, advice at the end.
For
but
sure.
I feel like the person who had, you know, who had the experience,
mm-hmm.
who, you know, whatever our topic is the one that you really have to listen to because... you know, she went through that, just
yeah.
like, you know, when you were on my show.
Yeah, wonderful.
So, yeah.
Understanding and knowledge.
Yeah.
So what is it that you like to do?
Okay, people misinterpret that when you become a Christian and you give your God, you know, your life to God, you're not fun anymore. Of course not. I'm super fun. I still love going out and party and dance.
Wonderful.
I love, you know, and as I've said, I'm so sorry if, you know, but this is only for married couples.
Yeah.
I love, you know, like my husband and I'm sorry if I talk about
uh-huh.
making love and stuff,
yeah,
but,
yeah.
you know, I want to be, we do things together.
Wonderful.
We do like, you know, we do crazy stuff together.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, but because, you know why? Because he's my husband and I'm married to him. So it's okay to do crazy stuff. One time, can I just share?
Absolutely.
One time, our house was full of my family and I'm okay. like, babe, how can we make love? You know,
uh-huh.
it's our sex day and our date night. It's like, we can go home because our whole family is there. We, you know, we made love. Okay, let's do the, you know, uh-huh. the teenager way.
Uh-huh.
We made love, we parked, and we
I
made
love
in the car.
I love that.
And then all of a sudden, the police were like, there was this light.
No.
Yes! and we were like, I'm married to him, and he's married to me. Like, we're like, because there's so many people, oh, we're going to take you to the, you know, police department. And we're like, oh my gosh, I showed him, you know. It was crazy,
oh,
but you know, you have to be crazy.
Spontaneity, you
yeah.
know? Oh my God.
So you know, don't believe that if you give yourself to God and you have intimacy with God, that you cannot be fun anymore. No, I do things. I do crazy. I still do crazy things.
I'm so glad you said that because
yeah.
a lot of my listeners
yeah.
Are older
yes.
women, and
yes.
they do have that mindset of
yeah.
I'm just going to you know, get in, you know, I'm all about purpose, I'm all about living life, but right now I'm just stone-faced and I'm just going to live like this until I die.
No, you can't do that.
Yeah, yeah.
Because you're going to get exhausted as well.
Absolutely.
You're going to get exhausted. You're going to, one day you're just going to be like, oh my gosh, I don't want to do this anymore. You don't want that. Mm-hmm. So you kind of want to do your purpose, you know, in a day. How do I do this? I start my day with God. I spend a whole hour with Him. Okay. And then I do my, since the kids are in school, you know, from what, from 9 to 2:30, 3 o'clock, that's my time. Mm. You know, that's my me time. And then I go get the kids and then, you know, we have a family dinner every single day. And then I give that, you know, I give after dinner, my whole time is for my husband.
Oh, wonderful.
So that's my whole day.
Absolutely.
Yeah, you really just have to balance it, right?
Absolutely.
But you have to have something for yourself.
Yes.
And I allow like a couple of hours of talking to friends, maybe like an hour or so to, you know, ask friends, to ask our, you know, our viewers and answer emails and stuff.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I give like an hour or 2 hours for that.
Absolutely.
So
I love
everything
that.
Balancing.
Everything balanced.
Yeah.
Looks like we've got a caller. You up for some questions?
Oh,
all right.
Okay.
Hello, welcome to the Dr. Tanji Show, who we're speaking with. Hello? I think we lost them.
Oh.
I'm sorry.
Okay.
Perhaps they'll call back.
Okay, they'll
Very
call
good.
Back.
But you are living.
Yes.
And I absolutely love that, and I can definitely respect that.
Yeah.
Your daughters, when you're telling this story, and how open, honest, and sincere are you with them?
Oh, I'm very open.
Mm.
I'm very open with them. I know everything. That's actually, I think, one thing that, you know, that was really good because moving here, as I've said, I became a mom.
Okay.
So I am the mom that's very, I'm the kind of mom that will go partying with them.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, I am their best friend, but at the same time, they know that I'm their mom.
You're their mom. Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. We've got our caller back.
Oh,
already.
Okay.
Hello. You're on the air.
Yes, hello, Dr. Tanji and Jessica. Good afternoon.
Hi.
Hello, Max. How are you?
I'm very well.
Hey,
you know,
Max.
I'm calling because I'm listening to your show, Dr. Tanji.
Yes.
And what I love is that when God brings two women together that speak authenticity, that speak their truth, that speak transparency in order to enlighten and inspire and encourage other women and listeners, that you need to take, both of you need to take your glory and run, because you're both doing God's work here on earth.
Yeah.
And I just applaud you for both having platforms that, even though they might be so different, are yet so similar.
Absolutely.
And I just love listening to this interview you have with Jessica today.
Oh, Max, thank you.
You
know, that glory
you.
Really does belong to
I
God.
Know.
But we'll say thank you.
I know. We'll say thank you.
Thank you so, so very much. She is just a phenomenal woman, and it's an honor to have her on the show.
Thank you.
You know, I have one question for Jessica. I mean, I know Jessica, but, you know, there's always, it's a different platform when she's on someone's show.
Yeah.
But Jessica, my question for you is, how do you find it being on others' shows, and do you feel it difficult for you to tell your story?
Well, I mean, do you think I have difficulty in telling my story? No.
No, I'm just asking.
No, I don't have any difficulty at all, because I think this is why I'm here.
Right.
It's to tell my story. It's to share my story, and, you know, and hopefully I can be like a light to other women or to other people who are listening to, you know, Dr. Tanji's show. And hopefully I'm able to inspire them.
Yeah.
And even encourage them to do, you know, good in life, because just like what happened to my life, I thought it was the end of my life one time.
Yeah.
And you know what? It's not.
Mm-mm.
No.
No.
I was given a second life in this world for a purpose.
Amen.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Absolutely.
Well, thank you, Dr. Tanji,
thank
for opening
you,
up
Max.
Your line so that we can call.
Absolutely.
Thanks.
Thank you, Max.
Love you.
Love you so much.
Bye-bye.
Wow.
That's so good.
How cool is
I
that?
I love him.
Yeah, I know, right?
He's amazing.
You know, that is very interesting because your story is a myriad of ups and downs and ebbs and verbs, but you made it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I know. I actually have a journal that I just finished writing.
Okay.
I call it the Polished Woman Journal, and that journal really helped me. And when I was writing the last page of it, I was like, oh my gosh, I was writing my prayer and deliverance. I was like, how many painful, you know, situation that I've been and I had the answer. He saved me every single situation. God really saved me. So I'm like, okay, you want me to write this book.
And you're doing
it. And I did it.
And I love the perspective that you're using now because it's difficult when you're in the situation.
Yes.
You know, you know, animals have instincts, so I won't say instinctively.
Yes.
You know beyond a shadow of a doubt, I'll get to the other side.
Yeah.
It's while I'm in there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know.
Absolutely.
And I think that's the one that gives you peace.
Yeah.
Right? Absolutely. Knowing that's the one that will actually give you hope and peace. Knowing that, okay, right now I'm in this situation and it's dark and gloomy.
Yeah.
I know, like in a few, I don't know when it is, but I know that there is that light there. There is that, you know, joy. There is that hope, you know, because if you don't have, that's what it is. If you don't have faith, that, I don't think there's hope. I don't think there's, you know, hope for like a good, you know, a good future.
Yeah.
I actually just watched this yesterday. Last night, I was watching The Crown. Have you heard of this on Netflix? Mm-hmm. And the, what do you call him? The husband of the queen was actually, he didn't believe about faith and stuff. And something happened to him. And he came back to church. He came back to the priest and he said, you know what? I just realized without faith, there is no purpose.
Wow.
There is no happiness. Oh, no. Without faith, there is no happiness. And with faith, there is purpose. Yeah. You know, something like that.
Yeah.
I was just like, oh, my gosh. What an amazing.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. To discover that.
Yeah.
You were raised Catholic.
Yes, I was raised Catholic.
Yeah, so
that was hard.
Yeah. I was about to say that.
That was hard.
Yeah.
I was raised, you know, would you believe I was raised praying, kneeling, and we would have a procession and have, you know, like a statue, like, you know, procession and going from one house to the other. And every Friday we would kneel with our arms like this. We would raise our hands and do the Hail Mary, you know, like the whole rosary and stuff. I was raised that. Yeah.
Wow. Was it difficult to move from that frame of mindset to the intimacy?
Well, you know, I think for religion, you know, I don't want to be misinterpreted.
For sure.
But we all have one God. You know, you just name him different names, but I think we all pray to him.
Mm-hmm.
There's only one. You name him different names.
Yeah.
But, you know, I go direct to him. I go direct to God. I give that intimacy with him. And, of course, through Jesus Christ, that who died for our sins, you know, I believe that my sins were saved. And that's, you know, but, of course, I go up there and pray to him. And I believe that there's each one of us have Holy Spirit that lives in us that, you know, that tells us, that's the one that speaks to us.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the one that tells us and guiding us what is right and wrong.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Wow.
I've learned so much from the 3 years.
Did you ever think that you'd be here?
Oh, no.
Yeah.
No. Remember when you told me, what is that, the topic that you want me to discuss today, rediscovering?
Mm-hmm.
I actually discovered that, wow, I can actually be intimate, you know, with my faith.
Absolutely.
I thought that's it. If you believe, that's it.
Right.
No, you can actually have intimacy. You can actually be close and you can actually find joy.
Yeah.
in life.
Still live a life.
Yeah, and still live a life that you
still have fun.
Yeah, and still have fun. No, absolutely. I'm not kidding. I still have fun. I still, you know, I still drink. I go out with my friends and be crazy and, you know, get stupid sometimes. And that's, it's just life. You have to enjoy it.
Absolutely.
See, you can still make love in the car and get caught by the police.
I know.
By the cops.
You heard it from Jessica.
Yeah.
Your 10-year-old self.
Yes.
What would you say to that 10-year-old girl? That,
oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, the 10-year-old or the 10 years ago?
The 10-year-old. Oh, wow. Jessica.
You know what? 10 years old. I was like, hey, Jessica. Wow, you've been passed like a ball from your mom and your dad and your grandparents, but don't let this, you know, life affect you, and you know, live the life that God, you know, will give you. And this 10 year old kid, I think she did it.
Yeah.
She did a good job.
I think she did a wonderful job.
She did a wonderful job. It was, you know, it was a lot of like painful situations and so many trials and, you know, and even I'll tell her, you know, there will come a time that you will find yourself in a real darkness, but you will find that light that is coming from the right hand of the Father.
Absolutely.
Wow. That will like save you.
Wow.
So
that's beautiful.
Yeah.
And for the ladies that are listening, and I don't want to exclude anyone, but particularly for the ladies who may find themselves in precarious situations and thinking that there is no hope, she has come back to give a testimony of, or a witness of, the love that can be felt. The responsibility that it takes to put one foot in front of the other.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And the love, you said a while ago, the love is from inside.
Absolutely.
To out, right?
Yeah.
It's different. It's a different kind of love.
Yes, it is.
If you really want to find the definition of love, that's when it's coming from the inside, it's not the infatuation love. No. It's not the motherly love. It's not the husband and wife love. It's different kind of love. It's weird. It's a weird kind of love, but it's a love that when you give it to someone, you don't really want anything in return. Like, you give it and you don't expect anything.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That is absolutely, isn't that beautiful?
Thank you.
How poignant is that? And it's so, it's a timely thing that you're saying, because in this day and age where everything is moving at the speed of a microwave, nanoseconds are passing, and people are busy doing nothing but being busy.
Yeah, I know.
To sit down and hear someone say, I'm going to give you something and I don't want anything in return.
Yeah.
That's
powerful. A lot of that. A lot of people nowadays, you do something for them. Okay, what do you do for me in return?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, when you find that real love, you know, you'll see it. When you give it, you don't even expect anything.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. How beautiful.
Thank you.
Wow. You know, I just don't want this time to end.
I know. Isn't it like this? It's always like this, even in my show.
I know, right?
Yeah.
But I do want to say, you are truly a beacon of light.
Thank you.
A beacon of hope.
Yeah.
You are what dreams are made of. You are that person that said, you know, I don't know why I'm going, but I trust you. I don't really know who you are, but okay.
Yeah.
I'm going to go to this new land and I'm going to rediscover.
What they said, you don't, it's, what is that? I just read this in the Bible, that you don't see God. You know, you don't know him. I mean, you don't hear him, but then again, you believe in him and you trust him.
Yeah.
So just go for it.
Just
right?
Go for it.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So what's next for Jessica Bouvet?
Well, I want to continue I want to continue the purpose that I have.
Okay.
And I have like products that are coming out.
Oh,
and
nice.
I have my books. I still have my Date Like a Girl, Marry Like a Woman.
Yeah.
And I have my my journal, yeah. My Polished Woman journal. It's a 52-week journal. So it's an everyday thing
I think
it really, really helped me with my anxiety and depression going through that whole 3 years.
Absolutely.
And I have my Feminine Wash that's coming out.
I think
we need that. Speaking
of,
see, I'm telling you, even if I'm a child of God, yeah. I still get crazy. we need Feminine Wash.
Absolutely, we do.
Yeah. And I think our podcast is going to be in iTunes soon.
Yay.
So that's like exciting.
Yes,
and and I have like a couple of projects that Max and I are doing.
Yeah.
And so we're pretty busy.
Absolutely.
And we have a new person right now that's helping us for our show, Vinny.
Uh-huh.
So yeah, we're looking forward to a really great year and hopefully a decade.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, you're actually starting
the Polished Woman show. Watch the Polished Woman show every Monday.
Yeah. How can they watch it? What time do you come on and how can we find you?
It's every Monday at 1 p.m. On LA Talk Radio, the Polished Woman show. And, you know, we can also watch us Facebook live on The Polished Woman and on LA Talk Radio. And then, yeah, we have iTunes soon. I will announce that. And, and then I have my Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook are all The Polished Woman. So you can
Wonderful.
Find us there.
Absolutely. Yeah. What a breath of fresh air.
Thank you.
Thank you so very much for being
Thank
here.
Thank you so much.
Oh,
Happy
God.
New Year and happy,
happy
new
year.
Decade.
I know, right?
Yeah. And, you know, can I just say,
Absolutely.
Hey, thank you so much for inviting me and good luck, okay?
Thank you,
baby. Whatever this purpose is that you're doing, you know, for God, for other women, this is this is our calling, you and I.
This
is our calling.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You know, it's always so beautiful and so wonderful to have people on the show that they're doing it in the marketplace. I told you when I first started this, to come and go on this journey with me, and that I would always be open and honest and sincere. I'm not here for a like. I'm here to inspire. I'm here to motivate. I'm here to encourage you. And if I have to push you along the way or pull you, I'm here for that too. When I tell you that I love you, you have no earthly idea. I mean it. I pray for you, and I may not even know your name, but I pray that this year that you find yourself truly rediscovering who you are, who he is, what your purpose is, and that you begin to live your life from the inside out. I pray that you understand that life is truly a gift. And it's to be shared. It does not matter what you've gone through. It doesn't matter really what you're going through. Learn the lessons and move on. But whatever you do, get up and start all over again. Every day is a new day. You write your narrative. This has been my show, his show, for his glory. Thank you so very much for joining me. I'm Dr. Tanji. I'm here every Wednesday, 2:00, 5 p.m. on the East Coast. And don't forget, talk to Tanji on Facebook Live, where we're going to be a little bit more engaging, a little bit more interactive. And if there is something that I can do to make your life better, you have my word. It's done. Until next time, I love you. Thank you, Jessica,
Thank
for
you
being
so
a ray
much.
Of hope.
Yeah.
And we'll see you soon. Bye.
You're listening to The Dr. Tanji Show with Dr. Tanji Scott, only on LA Talk Radio.